The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
You are not protecting health care.
Several dozen people, many of them mocking the attorney general by wearing masks of him, were led out of the room as the 11-2 vote was tallied. Two board members had argued fervently to delay the vote and explore options for existing clinics. Planned Parenthood's Noah Mamber was disheartened, since last year the board approved exceptions for those clinics until the AG blocked the amended rules. Mamber says this threatens the well-being of all women, not just those who want abortions.
These regulations ultimately will close women's health centers, denying women necessary health care, including necessary birth control, cancer screenings, both breast cancer, cervical cancer, pap smears.
But the Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb says the facilities could still provide those other services. She gave the board a large stack of files with inspections of Virginia abortion clinics with health violations. She says that's why the regulations are necessary. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.